On Fridays, we bring in the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich to talk about the region's business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
What's the big story this week?
Well, there's a new retail center planned in Roseville. It would be called the Plaza at Blue Oaks. City planners have started the process of reviewing the project, and it would be in West Roseville. That's a place where these kind of projects aren't too common.
Why not? What's different about that part of the city?
Well, the site is in a fast-growing area. It's at Blue Oaks Boulevard and Fittiment Road. The area is surrounded by thousands of planned or existing homes, but right now there appears to be little to no existing retail. With the uncertain state of retail, it's common these days to see homes constructed before retail projects. Those homes help ensure there are people to shop in the new retail centers.
What kind of stores are going to be going into this new center?
We know it'll be anchored by a grocery store, but we don't know which one yet. The plan also includes patio space, which means we could see some food or beverage-related concepts in the center. Overall, the project would have 82,000 square feet of space.
Is that a lot of space?
Yeah, that's pretty massive.
When will construction start?
That's unclear. The project would need planning commission review, and we didn't immediately hear back from a Roseville City planner this week.
There was some more construction news out of North and Thomas, too, right?
Right. A project to build new office space is what's in the works. And what's newsworthy about that is that North Natomas hasn't seen much new office development in the last decade.
Well, how big would it be and who's behind this project?
Well, local developer Pappas Investments is planning a new 5-building office business park. They're calling it Parkview Business Park, and it would be located along Duckhorn Drive between Arena Boulevard and San Juan Road. It would be able to accommodate up to 5,000 workers. That's according to materials from Newmark Knight Frank, the real estate brokerage that's listing the buildings for lease.
And who's going to fill this business park? Have any companies signed on?
Apparently, the developer is currently taking qualified tenants, but we don't know too much beyond that. It's also not clear how quickly this planned business park could move forward if those tenants come along. Proponents of the project haven't submitted anything to the city yet for design review or building permits.
Yeah, I remember Natomas developed pretty quickly during the early 2000s. Then there was that building moratorium because of concerns about flooding. That was in 2008. That moratorium was lifted about 5 years ago. So are things changing now?
We've seen progress at Natomas Point Plaza, which was infamously known as North Natomas's unfinished office park in the past. In recent years, we've seen new office buildings there for specified tenants, but much of the work in that office development began over a decade ago. And to the south of Natomas Point Plaza, work is underway on what will eventually be a massive campus for insurance firm Centene, with 3 buildings expected to be ready for occupancy this year.
All right, so it sounds like things are moving at a relatively slow speed, but they are moving. What about the food business? Anything happening there?
Yeah, a local bakery has called off plans for a Midtown Sacramento cafe after working on the space for 9 months.
What happened? Which bakery are we talking about?
So last year, a local business called Niche Bread & Company announced plans to fill a space at 23rd and K Streets, which was previously occupied by School Japanese Gastropub. This week, operators of Niche Bread said they won't be filling the space after all. In a social media announcement, they attributed the decision to some unfortunate reasons, and I don't have any specifics beyond that. This bakery has a following on social media. It's known for its naturally leavened sourdough bread.
Are they looking for another spot for a cafe?
In the social media announcement, the operator said they're figuring out their next step, but the company will continue to exist.
There are also some notable closures on the local restaurant scene. Let's start with the Neighborhood Pizzeria, which closed in East Sacramento after only 10 months of business.
Yeah, this eatery came from the same team as the popular Federalist Public House in Midtown. Apparently, its operators just couldn't find the right formula to make the Neighborhood Pizzeria work in East Sacramento. The restaurant began by offering square-shaped pizzas and later switched to a different recipe with round pizzas. An owner of the business told us the concept might have worked better in Midtown Sacramento.
And the chain Benihana is closing its only location in the Sacramento area in Citrus Heights. And I don't think fans of the restaurant have much longer to grab their final meal there.
Right. The location is scheduled to have its final day on Sunday. Benihana is in the Sunrise Village Center in Citrus Heights, where a redevelopment project is planned.
And for people who haven't been there, Benihana is that restaurant known for entrees that are prepared in front of guests on a hibachi grill. Why are they closing?
Well, in a written statement, Benihana representatives said their Citrus Heights lease expired and the landlord is redeveloping the center. They also said they'd like to return to the Sacramento area when they find the right location.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at ssorichsacbiz, and you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.